among the Aztecs, archaeological research into the roles of women just wasn't done before 1990. Women were presumed to work within the household to carry out repetitive tasks that really concerned only their families. And whatever spectacular changes occurred in prehistoric societies must be due to changes in organization and activities outside the household. And that therefore, women's work was pretty uninteresting and pretty repetitive and boring. And so men was where you wanted to look to explain culture change. My own first effort to look at Aztec gender roles involved looking at household work, but presuming that there was a good deal of flexibility and even strategic thinking in the way that household tasks were organized and carried out, and that these tasks would change as the household became embedded in different kinds of societies. So what I did was look at the relationship between weaving and cooking. Weaving was much more intensive under Aztec rule because the Aztecs required large amounts of cotton cloth from towns that they conquered as a form of tribute, and then they used this cloth to finance the political relationships that held the empire together. So right there, I thought that was an important statement to make, that it was really household labor that was enabling these complex structures to form and endure through the flow of tribute cloth.